Welcome to The Reviving Door, a podcast where I review all the content I, Door-to-Door Geek, listen to. Currently is early July, almost July 4th. Here's the stats from June. June had 30 days in it, and I listened to 28 days and 20 hours worth of content, 1,409 episodes of podcast. And now we have StadiaCast, a Google Stadia podcast from StadiaCast. It's 79 episodes, 54 minutes long, comes out every few days. Basically, if there's newsworthy events that happen, these guys try to get it out in less than 24 hours. What currently says, only 139 subscribers in Podcast Addict. I am shocked. This one is basically hosted by two podcasters I've already mentioned. RJS from Run Jump Stop Bill and Lloyd, aka Dazmi, from REDZ.TV, Reds.TV. Yeah. Two, again, really nice guys who are really passionate about their video games. When Stadia was first announced, said we're going to do a podcast about Stadia and all the news that are happening with it. The description says, welcome to StadiaCast, your one-stop shop for all the Google Stadia news hosted by Bill and Lloyd. Support this podcast, anchor.fm/StadiaCast/support. If you're at all interested in what I consider to be one of the most probable consoles in the future, because you don't need a console, it's Stadia, okay? All you need is a computer to interface, whether a Chromebook, an Android phone, the proper Android phone, or just a computer with Chrome running on it. You never need to upgrade your hardware again. It's going to make each time Nintendo, PlayStation, Microsoft have to upgrade their console, it's, I believe, going to make Stadia more powerful from the end user perspective, because you don't have to keep buying $400 to $500 consoles. You literally just keep paying your monthly subscription of $10. Google is silently upgrading all the servers on the back end, which means it's just going to keep getting better for everyone's experience. There's enough money to be made from this. I believe Google will be happy to take a loss for even 5 years to make Google Stadia successful because of the amount of money that they'll be able to reap in the future. And if you want to know more about Stadia and all the goings-on, then you absolutely need to check out its two words, StadiaCast, a Google Stadia podcast. And if you do a podcast or know of a podcast you think I should listen to, please shoot me an email at ddg@podnuts.com. Take it easy, everybody.
Music provided by Steve Cherubino at stevecherubino.com.